begin the current daf, Masechtas Tanya's daf Gimel, begin 3 lines down from the Tam of the Yomit. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we open up the Masechta regarding the discussion of when do we begin saying Gevuras Gesham, which is the mentioning of Mash Baruch Merda Geshem in the bracha of Tchias Ameis, in the second bracha of Shemayin Asrei. Now, two of the opinions mentioned on the bottom of Amud Beis in the previous daf were that we begin saying on the second day of Sukkot, and the other opinion said we say it on the sixth day of Sukkot. Which the Gemara explained their opinion was, Yudim Maseir holds that since there's an allusion to Nisach HaMayim, which is done just on the Yom Tov Sukkot, with the letters of Mem on the second day, Yud on the sixth day, and Mem on the seventh day, since the beginning of that allusion, which is the idea about saying Mash Baruch Merda Geshem on the second day, that's when we begin saying Mash Baruch Merda Geshem. Whereas Rabbi Kiva said that, although it says this allusion, which he agrees to, of Mayim, but since there's only one day on the sixth day, when it says Unesachaha, that there is one day, meaning one carbon that has two nesachim, which therefore we know that there's two, and we know that it's water because of the allusion of Mayim, that's the sixth day that we begin saying Mash Baruch Merda Geshem, because there's the allusion of not just the regular nesachim of a whole year of the wine, there's also the nesachim of water. Now, the Gemara continues on this theme. Tanya learned the Braisa. He says a different source for this idea about Nisach HaMayim, the water libations that were done in the Yom Tov Sukkot. Because there's a pasuk over there that begins, it's in Bamidbar Chav Ches Zayin, that says, V'nisker Revi'is HaHin, that the Nisachim are a quarter of a hin of wine, like Keves HaEchad, for one of the lambs. Then the pasuk concludes and says, B'Kodesh HaSeich, that in the holiness, that it should be poured, Nesach Sheichel HaShem, it should be a libation of intoxicating drink for HaShem. Now, on that, Reb Nosson says, B'shnei Nisuch Nakaz Medaba. The pasuk is talking about two libations, because it says, HaSeich Nesach, which is Echad Nisach HaMayim, one's coming to tell you the water libations, Echad Nisach HaYam, one's going to be the wine libation. So, although it doesn't say explicitly the Nisach HaMayim, but there's the allusion to it in that pasuk. Now, that, the Gemara asks, similar as it had asked on Rabbi Kiva on the previous daf, when he says, Unsocheha, that there's two libations for one on the sixth day of Sukkot, that we said maybe they're both wine. So, maybe here also say that the Haseich Nesach are, yeah, there's two libations, but how do you know it's water? Maybe they're both wine. But the Gemara says, Mkein Licht of Krub, if that's the case, the Pasuk should have said, Oi Haseich Haseich, Oi Nesach Nesach. My Haseich Nesach, you're right. It's definitely telling us two libations, but you're saying they should be both of wine, but if that's the case, it should have kept the same terminology of Haseich Haseich or Nesach Nesach. Why does it go ahead and change from Haseich to Nesach? Shema Minoh. So from there we can infer that it changed the terminology that is telling us two things. That yes, not only one, but that is two. But also that Chad Demayev, Chad Dechamer, that one's going to be water and one is going to be wine. And that's how Reb Nosson learns out this halacha of the illusion of Nesach HaMayim. Now the Gemara concludes, based on all the different opinions we had mentioned regarding when do we begin saying Gevuras Geshamim, which is this, the Gemara equates, correlates with, regarding the Nisach HaMayim, regarding the water libations, like we saw regarding when the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri had said that it's on the second day because that's the beginning of the word Mayim, which is allusion to it, which Rabbi Kiva said that we see the Nisach HaMayim on Unsecha on the sixth day, therefore that's when you begin the reciting of Mash Baruch Merda Geshem on the sixth day of Sukkot. So the Gemara says as follows, so Elohadit Na'an, but then this that we learn in the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah that says Nisach HaMayim called Zion, know that the water libations that were done on the Mizbeach were done for all 7 days of Sukkot is Mani. Who is the town of that Mishnah Masechet Sukkah? If, as the Gemara will illustrate, it seems every opinion does not hold like that. Because Rabbi Yeshua, if the town of that Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua, who he mentioned, that you only begin saying Mashal Baruch Merda Geshem on the last day of Sukkot, so name Echad Yoima, then it should only be one day, that of the Nesach HaMayim. Because again, the Gemara seems to assume there's a correlation between when we start saying Mashal Baruch Merda Geshem and the Avoid of the Nesach HaMayim. Rabbi Kiva, if the town of that Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva, then Treyim, and then there should only be 2 days and not more, because he learned it out from the pasuk that says Unsacheha, which means to say that there's two libations, which is on the sixth day of Sukkot, which includes not just the Nisach HaYayin, which is normally done, but also the Nisach HaMayim, and that's why we begin reciting Mash Baruch Merda Geshem on the sixth day of Sukkot, then there should only be 6 days on the seventh day. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who he said, as we quoted in the Brayse in the previous daf, that you start saying Mash Baruch Merda Geshem on the second day, because that's when the beginning of the allusion of the word Mayim, which is the extra Mem on the second day, and the Yud on the sixth day, and the Mem on the seventh day, so then Shitu Yemi. Then the Nisach HaMayim should only be for 6 days, because it only begins on the second day. So again, who's the Tanna of the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah that we find it in Nisach HaMem all 7 days when we don't have any of the Tannaim that we quoted as saying that? So the Gemara says, La'olim Reb Yehuda ben Maseri. Truthfully, we could say the Tanna of the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah is going like Reb Yehuda ben Maseri, who he said that the Nisach HaMem begins on the second day. But the Sri Lake Reb Yehuda ben Masnin, is that because he holds like Reb Yehuda of the Mishnah in the Mishnah later on Masechet Sukkah? It's not like we learned over there in that Mishnah. It says Reb Yehuda Omer. He says, first of all, Balog Hayim Nasach. The Nisach HaMem was with a log, and it was Kol Shemayna for all 8 days of Sukkot. Now, Umapeg Rishonim Ayal Shemini. However, what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri does is that he takes out the first day and he puts in the eighth day. Now, what the Gemara is trying to say is that he doesn't hold exactly like Rabbi Yehuda that the Nisach HaMem was for all 8 days. Rather, regarding this, that he says that it was even on the eighth day it was the Nisach HaMem, regarding that he holds like him. And therefore, that's how the Tanna of the Mishnah, who says that it was 7 days, was like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri, because, yes, he only says that you begin on the second day, but it continues for 7 days, because although he's not having it on the first day, he is having it on the eighth day. So it's going to come out to be 7 days. That's how he could be the Tanna of that Mishnah. Now, that the Gemara asks, that how can you say Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do the Nisach HaMayim on the eighth day, but Umayshna Rishon Deloy? Now, why would the first day be any different? That we said that we assumed he couldn't be the Tanna of the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah because he doesn't have 7 days. He only starts on day two, which we're answering. He could have 7 days because you go from day two to day eight instead of one to seven. That's how you have seven. But why is it that we said, and that it seems to be like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri is saying, that the first day you don't do Nisach HaMayim? And the reason is because Tchi Remizi Mayim B'Sheinuhud Remizi, as we explained in the Brice in the previous stuff. Now, when does the allusion of the word mayim begin, which is from the word v'niskehem, which that extra mem at the end is alluding to the first letter of the word mayim. Now, so that's why we start on day two, not on day one. But if that's the case, then shmini nami, how can you say that he would hold that you would do the nisach mayim on the eighth day? But ki remizi mayim b'shvihud remizi. When is the conclusion of the allusion of the mem yud mem, which then spells out the word mayim, which is water, which is the nisach mayim, the water libations? It says on the seventh day, because that's the conclusion of the word Nisach HaMayim, which it says Kimishpatam, which has the extra mem, and obviously it's not on the eighth day, because then it should have had that extra mem on the eighth day, which then it would have began on the second, the first mem, and then would have concluded the last mem on day eight, but it doesn't. So if that's the case, how can you say that he's the Tanna of that Mishnah Masechet Sukkah by having it 7 days, by starting day two, ending day eight, when obviously if he's starting day two, because that's when the illusion begins, then it ends on day seven, where the illusion concludes. So the Gemara says, you're right, El Rabbi Yeshua. Rather, it must be that the Tanna of that Mishnah Masechet Sukkah is like Rabbi Yeshua, who he seems to be the least likely, because he says that actually you only begin saying Mashal Baruch HaMayim Dageshem, you begin with water, only on the last day, on the seventh day when you put down the lulav. In spite of that, he could hold that the Nisach HaMayim is all 7 days, which as the Gemara is saying now, it's not as we had assumed that there's a corollary between when we begin saying Mashal Baruch and when there's Nisach HaMayim. Because the Nisach HaMayim called Shiva Hilchas HaGemirla. Actually, we don't know the halachas of Nisach HaMayim directly related to when we say Mashal Baruch HaMayim Dageshem. It's actually a halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Dam Reb Ami Reb Yechid Mishum Reb Nchunya Ish Bikas Beis Chorsan, that there are these following three halachas that he had learned from him. First of all, Esther Natias, which are 10 trees that were planted, which means to say that if they're in the area of a Beis Saw, that one is allowed to go ahead and plow that whole Beis Saw on the before a Shemitah year, all the way up into Rosh Hashanah, because although other fields, you're not allowed to plow before the Shemitah year for 30 days beforehand, this one is allowed to, since if one wouldn't plow it in that area for these 10 saplings, it would ruin the whole thing. So that halacha of the 10 saplings that you're allowed to plow up until the Shemitah, Arava, the fact of taking the willows in the Beis HaMikdash, and V'nisach HaMayim in the water libations, which is for all 7 days, that is halacha l'moishim misinai, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua, although yes, for Mashal Baruch HaMayim Dageshem, because it's a klal of the whole sukkah, so you only start at the end, that doesn't contradict that he could be the Tanna of the Mishnah Masechet Sukkah, that one does the water libations all 7 days, because that's its own halacha. It's halacha l'moishim misinai. Now, Rashi explains that although it seemed to be that we didn't have a Tanna that could be the Tanna of that Mishnah Masechet Sukkah, Rashi says, obviously, it could have been like Rabbi Eliezer, because he says that Mashal Baruch HaMayim Dageshem begin on day one. So therefore, that if there's a corollary between that and Nisach HaMayim, so that would start on day one and go through day seven. However, regarding it being like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri and Rabbi Akiva, it most definitely cannot be, because he says Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri says it starts on day two and ends on day seven, so you're not having 7 days. And Rabbi Akiva says you only start on day six. Now, the reason why I didn't say, so that's he's the Tana of the Mishnah, is Rabbi Eliezer, is because that wasn't our question at all. We definitely knew it could have been like Rabbi Eliezer. But the fact that we wanted to entertain and say it's like Rabbi Shua is saying a bigger Chiddush, but according to Rabbi Maseir Makiva, obviously, the Tana of that Mishnah cannot be because they obviously hold that Nisach HaMayim is not done for all 7 days. Now the Gemara continues quoting from the Braisa that said, Rabbi Huda said a name Rabbi Shua, which parallels Rabbi Huda's opinion in our Mishnah, which there were three different opinions of when we begin saying Mashruach Medekeshem. Blyazah said it from day one, and we had Rabbi Yeshua who said that it begins in the last day. And Rabbi Huda says the name Rabbi Yeshua that Ha'ivil of Neha Teva Beyem Teva Achr Shachak, whoever goes to Davin for the Amid on the last day of Sukkot, so Ha'achrin Masker, it's only the one who Davin's Musaf that he mentions Mashruach Medekeshem. But Arishon Eina Masker, the one who's davening Shachris, doesn't yet mention Mashruach Medekeshem. That's the beginning of the winter season. The end of it, B'yam Tavarishon Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, which begins the summer season, Harishon Masker, the one who's davening Shachris, will still mention Mashruach Medekeshem. But Arishon Eina Masker, the last one, the one who's davening Musaf, will not mention it. Now, the Gemara wonders exactly this that Rabbi Yehuda was saying in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says, Hi Rabbi Yeshua, exactly which Rabbi Yeshua is he referring to? And that is, Elam Rabbi Yeshua the Mesnin, if one would assume that it's going on Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah, Ha'amar, but Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says, B'yayim tev ha'achrin shal chag hu masker, that one mentions Mashruach Medekeshem on the last day of Sukkot, where it sounds like that even the Rishon, the one who's davening Shachris, will also mention the Mashruach Medekeshem. But here, Rabbi Yehuda is saying in Rabbi Yeshua's name that the Rishon, the one who's davening Shachris, is not going to be masker. So although it sounds like that Rabbi Yehuda is coming to explain Rabbi Yeshua's opinion and qualifying it, it can't be, because again, Rabbi Yeshua is saying it that everybody says, even the Baal Shachris will say Mashruach Medekeshem, but Rabbi Yeshua is saying clear that only Musaf and not Shachris. So then the Gemara says, Eli Yehuda Braisa. So which Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yehuda explaining? It's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua mentioned in the Braisa. But that's also difficult because of Amar Mishas and Lachasai. There he says from when you put down the lulav, which on the seventh day of Sukkot. And here he's only saying it that one begins on the last day of Yom Tov, which is on the eighth day. So it cannot be either the Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa who would say that you begin on the seventh day of Sukkot. So again, who is this Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Yehuda is saying in his name that one begins saying Mashruach Medekeshem only on Musaf of the last day of Sukkot? Now, the Gemara continues, V'suha d'tanya. Another question regarding a different braisa that we have Rabbi Yehuda Eimim Shum Ben Beseira. Now, it seems like a different halacha that Rabbi Yehuda is saying in the name of someone else, in the name of Ben Beseira, but he says the same halacha. It says, if someone goes to daven for the Amid the last day of Sukkot, so Achron Masker, the last one, meaning the Baal Musaf, he mentions Masruach Medekeshem, but the first one doesn't mention. So again, the Gemara asks a similar question. Hi Ben Beseira, who is this son of Beseira that Rabbi Yehuda is saying over this halacha in his name? Elam Rehud Ben Beseira. If you say it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, Hama, but we just quoted him before in the Braisa on the previous daf that B'shein B'chag Hu Masker, that you begin saying on the second day of Sukkot, not that you don't wait till the last day of Sukkot. So actually, Amar Rabbi Nachman B'Yitzchak, he answers both of these questions, both of these halachas, Rabbi Yehuda saying in the name of Rabbi Yeshua and the name of Ben Beseira, Tehei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira, they're actually both referring to the same individual. It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. So it's not Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And it's neither Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. And Zimin the Karla B'Shmei, sometimes he called him by his name, Rabbi Yeshua. Zimin the Karla B'Shmei D'Abba, sometimes he called him by the name of his father, which is the son of Beseira, as the Gemara explains. V'ha mikmei delas mechu. When he wasn't so chashav yet, before he had smicha, before he had rabbinic ordination, then he called him by the name of his father, which was ben Beseira. And this was when, after he had smicha ready, when he was already being called by his name, then he would call him Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, what we know now in our Mishnah, when it said Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, although in the Braisa it said that it was in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, it wasn't qualifying what Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah had said, because Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says that everyone on the eighth day, even the Baal Shachar, says Mashruach Medekeshem. It's a reference to a different Rabbi Yeshua. It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, which says that Shachars you don't say, but the one who's davening Musaf, he does say Mashruach Medekeshem. Now the Gemara resumes the discussion of our Mishnah. And that is, we mentioned our Mishnah, the halacha of saying Mashruach Medekeshem. However, Tanu Lidna Braisam, Bital Uberuches, regarding the dew and the winds, which is the reference, the winds is Mashruach, and the dew is Merid Hatal, Lechayivu Chacham Lahaskar. Essentially, the Chum did not require us to mention that. And that is, for example, regarding the winds, one didn't have to say that even during the winter months. Now, however, in Ba'al HaHasker Maskeh, if you want to mention Mashav Ruach, or you want to say Marid HaTol, you can go ahead and say it, but you don't have to mention it. Now, my time, what's the reason? Why is there a difference between, let's say, the dew and the winds and, for example, the rain, which you do have to mention? So, Rav Chanina Lefisha in the Tzarn, because they're not withheld, because without the dew and the winds, the world would not survive. Now, Rashi says, although we do say in our davening, we say Mashav Ruach, Umar the Geshem, it's not because you have to say Mashav Ruach, it's just because it's an element of the rain, because the winds help the land to make it dry, as the Gemara will later on say that actually the winds after the rain has the halachic status, it helps just as much as the rain. That's what I mentioned, but regarding the winds itself, we don't have to mention, because this idea that we mention it is because the world is judged regarding the water and regarding the rain. That's why we have to mention it, Mashav Ruach, Merda Geshem, but the Mashav Ruach component and the Merda Tal, we don't have to say, because it's not that the world is judged yes to have it, not to have it. The world has to have it, because the world will not survive without them. The Gemara asked regarding both of them, now, how do you know them? V'talmanol and Dulei Me'atza. How do you know that the world will never be withheld from the dew? This is because, as it says in Pasuk Melachim Aleph, it says, V'yoyme Eliyo HaTishbi. Eliyo HaNavi, from Tishbi, he, mitoshvi Gilad, from those that dwell in Gilad, he said, El Achav, he said, Chai Hashem Elikei Yisrael, by the life of Hashem, the God of the Jewish people, Ashamati Lefanav, that I stood in front of him, Im Yih Hashanama Eilo Talmatev, there's going to be, in this year, dew and rain. Kim Lefi Devar, only according to my word. Now, in other words, he was saying that there's not going to be rain. And however, it says afterwards, Lechei Ruach Achav, go ahead and show yourself to Achav, Ve'etna Mota Pnei Adam, and I will put rain on the face of the earth. Now, although he had sworn that there's not going to be Tal and Mota, when it says that he's going to bring back, it says he's going to bring back the rain. Ve'lo Tal Le'kamale, but it didn't say that now I'm going to bring back the rain and the dew, it just said I'm going to finally bring back the rain. Now, my time, why didn't it say that he's going to bring back the dew? That the answer is, Mishum, as we continue on Tamid Beis, Duloy Me'atzer, because it was never withheld, even during those years when there was no more rain, which he had sworn that by Hashem that there's not going to be rain, the dew actually was not withheld. Now, the Gemara asks, V'chimachet Duloy Me'atzer, now, if it wasn't withheld, so Eliyahu Shtabeu Lomali, so why was Eliyahu swearing that if it's going to be in this year's rain and dew, only Lefi Dvara, it means to say that's not going to be, but it wasn't withheld, so why did he swear that it's going to be withheld? And that the Gemara answers Hachkam, like what Eliyahu was telling Achav was, Afilo tal de bracha, even the dew of blessing, meaning that something should sprout from that dew, Nam Eliyahu also would not come, but the dew itself always came even during those years. Now, then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so Hadil tal de bracha, then he should have told him, Ve'etna tal umata, that the dew will come back, because although dew was always there, but the dew of blessing wasn't there, and he should tell him that that will come back. But the Gemara answers, Mishum deli minker milsa. That's because since it's not recognizable, and that is, although that there was always dew, now, and although there wasn't the dew of blessing, but Achav, who is wicked, he can agree that, yes, there's rain that's coming back, which wasn't here before, but he would deny that and say, what do you mean? What are you telling me that dew is going to come back? There was always dew. The dew was never withheld. What are you telling me the dew is coming back? And this is not recognizable. What is dew of blessing? What's dew of not of blessing? Because there was always dew. It just things weren't spreading. Therefore, he didn't mention the dew, because dew was always there, as we said, it's Lei Netzer. And that's why we don't say, that we don't have to mention, when we're saying Mashav Ruach, we don't have to say Merid HaTol. Now the Gemara asks, Ruchas Menolam B'lematzi. So we prove that the dew is never withheld. How do we know that the winds are never withheld? So I remember Shulman Levi says, Damakor, because the Pasuk in Zechariah that says, Ki Ka'arbu Ruches HaShemayim, because like the four winds of the heaven, Periasti Eschem Num Hashem, I have spread you, the Jewish people, among them, as so says Hashem. Now, my kamalhu, the Gemara asks, what exactly is Hashem telling the Jewish people? And that is, Ilei mehachir kamalhu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he's saying, that the Pasuk is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Jewish people, Devadri sinchu ba'ar beruch di alma, that I have spread you amongst the four corners of the world. That says like, ka'ar beruch es Hashemayim, so ihachi, if that's the case, well, that's difficult. Ki arba, like the four, Be arba mebayle. It should have said, I have spread you amongst be arba in the four corners of the world. If Ruches is talking about the directions. So Allah Hachikam, rather, if it's saying ki arba, it must be that the Pasuk saying as follows. Shem shi efshalo ilam le Ruches. Just like it's not possible for the world without the winds, because of the great heat and the humidity there would be if there wasn't winds. So the world must survive only with the winds. Kachi efshal olam leYisrael, so to the world cannot survive without the Jewish people. And that's what the pasuk is saying. It was saying ki arba ruchais hashemayim, like the four winds of the heaven. That's how I have spread you, the Jewish people, amongst the world to make it survive. As the pasuk in Yirmiyahu Lamed Gimel says, "Im librisa yem b'layla chukas shemayim v'otz leisamti," that the world needs the Jewish people to help it maintain. And that's what it's saying. Just like you can't have the world without the ruchais, you can't have the world without the Jewish people. And again, however, we see the concept of that ruchais cannot be matzer, cannot be withheld, because or else the world wouldn't survive, just like without the Jewish people. And that's why we don't have to say mashav ruach, although we say it, but it's not mandated regarding the ruchais themselves. Now, Amar B'Chanina says, based on this, he says that hilkach, therefore, as we said, that one does not have to say regarding the tal and the ruchais. So, b'maisa chama, in the summer months, meaning from Pesach until Sukkot, if Amar Mashav Ruach, if someone says that he brings the winds, so we don't make the person go back and start over Shemayin Esrei, because besides the fact the winds are never withheld, it's not just a winter type of thing that you need the winds and the rain, because the winds are always there. So if someone says Mashav Ruach in the summer, it's okay. If he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down the rain, if he's saying this in the summer months, then we make him go ahead and start over Shemayin Esrei, because actually the rain is withheld in the summer months. Now, since the person asked for rain, so that means he didn't have an appropriate tefillah, and therefore he has to start over the bracha and then say it over again without saying Marad HaGeshem. And as we said, because actually rain in the summer months is a sign of a curse, because that's when they're reaping and it ruins all the grain that are being reaped at that time, so you have to start over Shemayin Esrei. That's in the summer months. But it's like Shem in the winter months, lo yom Mashav Ruach, if the person does not say Mashav Ruach that he brings the winds, ein machzir noise. Again, there also you don't have to start over Shemayin Esrei because it's never withheld. So whether you say it or not is not significant. But if you didn't say that it brings down the rain, then you do have to start over, because that is integral to say it during the winter months because we need the rain. Now, not only that we're proving this idea that if one says Mashav Ruach or not, it doesn't make a difference because it comes either way, then even more than that is, even if the person says that Hashem is the one who removes the wind, in other words, that it shouldn't blow, and he disperses the dew that it shouldn't come down, even for that, we don't have to make him start over Shemayin Esrei. Again, because it's not significant what he's saying, it's never withheld. So even though he's saying the opposite, he's saying that Hashem makes it not come, again, it's not significant, and therefore one would not have to repeat Shemayin Esrei, even if he says that. Now, the Gemara brings down a similar b'raisa to what we had said. Tanu le'na b'raisa. Be'avim, regarding when the clouds get knotted up, when there's the clouds coming together. Uberuches, and regarding the winds, lo'ichayev v'chacham l'haske l'cham, did not require us to say, as we said, mashav ruach, and neither do we have to say merid hatal. Now, v'imbal l'haske maske, but if you want to, you could say it, my timer, mishum b'lemiyatzi, as we said, because it's never withheld. So one does not have to go ahead and do a ritzli and say it so as to bring that shefa, because it's going to come anyway. Now, the Gemara asked on this, Loi Me'atzri, is it really true that it never gets withheld, and that's why the Chum said you don't have to mention it? But Vatan, Rabbi Yisrael said an explanation of a pasuk in Devarim that says, Va'atzer es Hashemayim, that if the Jewish people do not follow the Torah and the mitzvahs, Hashem will withhold the heaven. Now, what does that mean? Min ha'avim u'min ha'ruches, it will withhold from the clouds and from the winds. Now, now it becomes a discussion. Is it really true that it's saying that we'll withhold from the clouds and from the winds? Maybe it's saying that we'll withhold it from the rain. Now, that review improves Kishuayma, but when the pasuk then says, that there won't be any rain, Sahari Mata Am already talks about the rain. Remember, so what does the pasuk then mean that he will withhold the heaven? Must be min ha'avim min ha'ruches, must be from the clouds and from the winds. Now, that the Gemara says, now we have a contradiction regarding the winds, because on the one end we said that it's not withheld. That's why we don't have to say Mashav Ruach, and yet here Rabbi Yisuf says clearly that it will be Atzer Es HaShemayim, which means the winds. And Kasha Avma Avma, we also have the contradiction of the clouds. On the one hand we said that regarding the Tal, it will always come. And yet here we see that it's not true, that even that could be withheld. So the Gemara answers, Avma Avma Loi Kasha. Regarding the clouds, that's not a contradiction, because Ha B'Charfi, regarding the early clouds that come before the rain, that will not be withheld. Ha ba'afli, however, that which comes after the rain, those are the later clouds, That is considered secondary to the rain, as the Gemara will quote in the Braisa shortly. Regarding that, as it's saying, it's stopping the rain, Ba'atzas HaShemayim includes those clouds which come afterwards. Now, however, since not all of them are withheld, that's why we don't have to mention them. Ruchas HaRuchas like Kasha, there's also no contradiction regarding the winds, because Ha, Beruach Mitzui, the one that we said that's not withheld, is a regular normal wind. Those will always be. Ha Beruach She'in Mitzui, the one that we said Va'atzar, is regarding an uncommon type of a strong type of wind. Those are the types of winds which are could be withheld. Now, in spite of that, the Chum did not require us to mention the winds, although there are winds that will be withheld, because it's enough with the Ruach Mitzuya. Now, Rashi says the Gemara could not have answered regarding the winds as it did regarding the clouds, that one's by the early ones, one's by the later ones, because regarding the winds, whether it's rainy or not, we said that it's not going to be withheld like a Ruach Mitzuya, and that's why the discrepancy is regarding a Ruach Mitzuya, Ruach She'en Mitzuya. So again, the answer is, regarding the clouds, is that the earlier ones are not withheld, the later ones is Vatzas HaShemayim. That's part of the process of the rain. And the same thing regarding the winds is that the Ruach Mitzuya will never be withheld, and the Ruach She'in Mitzuya is the one that's withheld. But the Gemara asks, Ruach She'in Mitzuya, regarding the uncommon wind, which we're saying could be withheld, Vatzas HaShemayim, is Chaz LeBeidari, is fit for the threshing place, which is that a way of winnowing the straw from the grain is to throw it up and have this uncommonly strong wind to separate it. And therefore, for that alone, we should require our mentioning of Masha Barach, because although those are the winds that will be withheld, and therefore we want to be able to mention it because we need it for that part of the process of winnowing. But the Gemara says, no, Efsha B'Navasa. The reason why we don't have to mention Masha Barach is because the regular winds will always be there. And regarding the uncommon winds, we don't really need that so much, because although that's part of the process of winnowing, we could do that with the different types of sieves, and therefore we don't need those winds, so you don't have to say Masha Barach. Now, as we had mentioned, or alluded to this just before, regarding the different types of winds and clouds, the clouds and the winds are shnius lamater. They're secondary to the rain. In other words, they help almost as much as the rain itself helps. As the Gemara explains, Heichadam, exactly which types of winds and clouds were we talking about that they're secondary to the rain? Some Ula Ula says Vitem Rabbi Huda, and some say there was Rabbi Huda. They were talking about the clouds and the winds, Debasa Mitra, that come after the rain. Those are the ones that we said that could be withheld because of they're secondary to the rain. But again, those that come before, regarding, as we said, the Avim of the clouds, those will never be withheld. Now the Gemara asks on this. The memory de Malyusa, is that to say that the wind that comes after the rain is actually beneficial? And that's why it's like Shnias Lamata helps almost as much as the rain itself. But if there's a pasuk in the Varm that says, Yitin Hashem es metar artzucha, that Hashem will make the rain of your land, avak ve'afer, dust and earth, which is a curse. As V'ama Ula v'itim Rabbi Huda comes to explain that it's zika debas and mitra. When there's wind after the rain, which then the wind goes and takes all the dust after the rain and it becomes all muddy and it gets attached to the grain and it ruins everything. So you see that the wind after the rain is bad. So why are we saying that that's considered a good thing, which is the thing that we're saying that that's something that comes after the mitra? That is what we're saying that could be withheld, but it is a good thing. We see that it's a bad thing. I think Maratz is loy kash, not a contradiction. Had asa nicha. When it comes down calmly, that wind, then it doesn't make the dust come up. That's going to be good. Hadasti razia. And the other one is talking about when it comes a powerful type of a wind. As the Gemara explains, ha demala avik. When there's powerful wind, so that makes the dust come up. That's going to be kasha de la peris. That's going to ruin everything. Ha delemala avik. The one that when it comes on calm type of a wind, that doesn't make the dust come up. That actually is as beneficial to the produce as much as the rain itself. Related to this discussion regarding the elements that come after the rain itself being beneficial as the rain, the Gemara says, "V'amr Yehuda, zika debasa mitra kemitra." As we said, that the wind after the rain is as beneficial as the rain itself. As we said, that's a calm type of wind. Eva debasa mitra kemitra, the clouds after the rain is as beneficial as the rain itself, which we said those are the type of clouds that can be withheld. But the clouds beforehand are never withheld. Shimsh debasa mitra is ketre mitri. The sun after a rain is as beneficial as two rains. Now the Gemara asks Lemutei Mai. So what is he coming to exclude? Since it makes it sound like everything after the rain is as good as the rain. So what are we saying that, however, if it would come after the rain, would not be as beneficial as the rain? So that the Gemara says Lemutei Gilhi Delel. It's coming to exclude the lightning flashes of the nighttime, and Vishimshi the Beni Karchi, and I'm talking about the sun that comes between the clouds, which means to say that in one place you see the light and the other place is cloudy. The reason why it's called Beni Karchi is like someone that's bald, where he has here in one place, but he's a bald in another place. That's how the sun that comes out from the bald spot, so to speak, that is not beneficial when it comes after the rain. And that's what we're excluding regarding these lightning, which generally come at the nighttime, and the sun that comes through these little spots. Related, Amar Rava, Rava says, Mali Talgalature, snow helps for the mountains, which Rashi explains that most definitely would help for the valleys too. It's just that the mountains don't have the rain helping it, only the snow, because rain just comes down the mountaintop to the bottom. Therefore, the mountain never gets a chance to be nourished from the rain. That's why I mentioned it regarding the snow. Moreover, actually, Rashi says that the snow in the valleys actually melts and dissolves right away because of the heat that's there. And therefore, that's essentially like water. However, in the mountaintops, it maintains the snow, and therefore, there is where it's calling it snow. But either way, that the snow on the mountaintops is chamisha mitchelara, is like five rains on the land. And because that's what the pasuk sounds like, where it says, Shanem, a pasuk in Eiv that says, kilashele gemer, because to the snow he says, heavy arets, be land. In other words, when he tells the snow that be in the land, it's as if what the pasuk concludes as all these amounts of rain, which is v'geshem mater, showers of rain, v'geshem mitres uzay, and showers of might of mighty rain that he has, which there are five different references. You have the term geshem, which is one, mater, which is two, geshem, which is three, and mitres, which is plural, is four and five. So you have five references to rain. So we see that the sheleg, when it's coming down to the land, is as if it's five different types of rain. V'amar Rava, and moreover, Rava said that talga is luturi, that snow is good for the mountains. Mitri razia, these mighty types of rains are goodly, ilone, are for the fruits of the tree. Mitri nicha, the calm type of a rain that comes down calmly, that's good, leperi, that's good for the produce of the grain. We continue on top of Dalman Aleph, or pila, which is even these small little drops of rain, afil lefartzida de tuti kala, that even for the seeds which are underneath these clumps of earth, mahanyalei, even those small little drops of rain helps where then it begins to sprout and it starts coming out right away. Even those small little drops helps for these urpila. Now the Gemara says, my urpila, what's this reference? Why we're calling these small little seeds that are the term of urpila? Now the Gemara explains the contraction of the word urupile, that wake up cracks. In other words, that we have these small little seeds that are in these cracks in the ground, that even those small little drops of rain are beneficial for these cracks, the seeds that are inside of it, to come out. And those are the different types of elements that there are in nature. They help for different things, for the mountains, for the fruits of the trees, for the fruits of the crop, and for even these small little cracks are what are these are pila. They help from these small little drops of rain that come down.